Today's honoree is a Bucks County high schooler who literally turned lemons into lemonade that helps others.
My name's Lori Zeman, and I nominated Savannah, my daughter, for the Good Souls Project because she amazes me every day. She's 15, and ever since she was little, she just wants to give.
Lori Zeman lives in Warminster, and right now she has zero access to her garage because her daughter, Savannah, who she just told you about, commandeered it to collect bags and bags and more bags of gently used clothing and toys.
They're like packed up on the wall. Like by the time the truck comes, like it's like to the front and we have like the lawnmower, like something, and then all the clothes are in the back.
People donate year round to help the high school junior raise money for a volunteer effort aptly named Savannah's Lemonade Stand.
And I used to sell magnets, bracelets, like things like that, along with lemonade and cookies.
It all began 9 years ago when Savannah was in second grade, and it grew.
I've upped it to a clothing drive that I've been doing for the past couple years. And this year I'm doing something like a walk-a-thon, but it's like a train-a-thon.
This so-called lemonade was birthed from some pretty sour lemons.
I started it to honor my kindergarten teacher that passed away from cancer. And it was the first death that I like actually experienced, and I was very upset about it and didn't want anybody else to have to feel the way that I did.
The teacher was Mrs. Schellmeyer.
The fact that there was no cure and she wanted to do something. So as a second grader, there's not too much you could do. So she decided to do a lemonade stand. You know, we didn't have any idea how much money she was going to make or really what impact it would have.
She made more than $200 that year, then did it again the next year, raising even more.
She just kind of set a goal that every year she wants to beat what she had the previous year. Last year she did an art auction. She did really well.
To date, Savannah has raised and donated roughly $18,000. The money went to the American Cancer Society the first 2 years, and when a family friend passed away, they started sending the money to the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia.
People, when they are being like helped, it just is like a crazy feeling to me. And I love feeling it whenever I'm helping with the lemonade stand or doing anything like that.
Savannah runs track and plays basketball, but plans to keep her efforts going, at least till she goes to college, where she hopes to study early childhood education.
Well, I actually want to be a teacher now when I grow up.
She also volunteers to feed others and is the first in the room when it's time to give. So much goodness born from that sad time.
When I think of a good soul, I just think it's someone who's, I guess their character is just always positive. It's not even a choice. You just can't help yourself. So when I heard that, I thought, you know, that's her. She's just, she can't help herself.
I'm very lucky for everything, and I don't want to take any of it for granted.
How can you deny it? Savannah, definitely a good soul.
No, I mean, she really is a light, and I can't imagine what she can do in the world.
If you know someone who has performed an act of kindness, whether it be big or small, and you think they serve as an example of compassion, generosity, and service, tell us your story by nominating your person at whyy.org/goodsouls. I'm Cherry Gregg, and this is WHYY News.